Okay. All
Yes.
right. And what does your typical day or week look like, with your current job?
I'm reaching out. I work with a team of people at the DA's office, and we work through cases, see which cases are eligible for the program. I reach out to those participants that are eligible for the program, connect with them, let them know about the program, accept them into the program, get them scheduled for the neighborhood court conferences. And people that already have gone through the program, I follow up with them to see how their agreements are going, because with the neighborhood courts program, how the program is designed is once you're eligible for the program, we have these restorative justice conferences, and they can the program is all volunteer based, right? It's community driven. So we have community volunteers who are vetted and trained to be panelists for the conference. And what the conference looks like is looks like it has three community panelists, myself, representation from the Conflict Resolution Center, and then the participant. If there's a victim or indirect victim involved, there is potential for victim offender dialogues where the two can come together to do some really amazing healing work. And so after the con during the conference, again, it's all restorative, it's not punitive. So, the police report is read, and then together it's more of a dialogue. It's not where the community panelists are saying, so what you did, Patrick, was wrong, this and the other. There's none of that language. It's what was going on in your life the day this was happening. Who do you feel was impacted by your actions, and how can we restore that harm? And so together they come up with some agreements. And with those agreements, the participant has 2 months in which to complete them. And once those agreements have been completed, my office won't file any charges.
Oh,
And
that's
so they
so,
will, yes, so they will not have a record.
it's so great. And it seems like what you guys are doing is not just saying like, oh, you screwed up and like, here's your sentence, but like, more or less, how can we help? Like, what's going on and how can we help?
That is exactly right.
Oh, that's
That's
so
exactly
great.
right.
And, would you mind talking about what kind of environments do you work in? Are you working mostly from an office? Or are you in the courthouse? Or are you out in the community? Or maybe all those things?
No, so we're back in the office. We're doing a hybrid model, a few days in and a few days off. I'm still remotely, but we'll be going the hybrid model starting in January.
Okay.
So that so the county has adopted the 3 days in person and 2 days remote.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Do you want to share some of the skills that you use in your career and how did you acquire these skills?
I would probably say a lot of them is just life experience. So one of the skills I say I'm a very good listener, and I come to a space, doing my best not to have any judgments or preconceived notions. When I pick up the phone to reach that participant, I am reaching the participant who's on the phone, who I'm scheduling a Zoom call with, regardless of what the police summary says. I'm not judging by any summary. I'm creating a new relationship with that person, so they can trust me and I can trust them. And so trust would be one of the skills. Compassion. I'm a great listener. I'm a strong leader, a steward, collaboration. Yes, those sorts of
Yeah,
things.
well, those sound like, some of the most, as far as I'm concerned, some of the most important skills to have, because I think oftentimes, right, like our mind wants to assume things or judge based on certain things, right? That's a reminder, right?
Yes, it's so important to not project something onto someone that may not be there. That's why I think it's important. Like when I reach out to the participant and we walk through the, I share what's in the police summary, because they have to be eligible for the program. There's two steps. One, in my office, we say, okay, this person's eligible because that's the one of the offenses that's on our eligibility list. But the other most important eligibility requirement is the person has to take responsibility.
Okay.
Right. And so if the
Yeah, I
person
like
doesn't
that.
take responsibility, they want to fight it and stuff, that's fine. Then this is not the program for them. But they take responsibility. And in taking that responsibility, you already see this shift. I already see this shift because we still meeting via Zoom. I see this shift, I did this or whatever, and I take responsibility. I want to make things right and stuff. Those are some of the greatest gifts, because healing and change is already starting to happen before we even got to the conference, right?
Yeah.
Because the fact that someone on the other end of the phone is saying, we have this program we'd like to offer you, to support you not being in the criminal justice system, because you have your whole life ahead of you, and we want to make sure you're not in the system. I mean, it can't get any better than that.
No. And just for people going through a tough time, yes. knowing that someone out there like that who wants to help you, I can only imagine how, you know, impactful and, you know, meaningful that must be for those people.
Yes. And, you know, and in all honesty, I say this all the time. I believe we've all done something.
Mm-hmm.
They were like, darn it, why did I do that? Right.
Oh, for sure. I mean, we're humans. We're not perfect.
But that's the point. Even whether setting a human aside, that if we could just all remember that we've done something, and it may not have been in the intention of how it was done, but we did it and we were, you know, quote unquote, forgiven, you know, then why don't we take these same tools, you know, and bring it to the, you know, to the table with someone else who made a mistake and is willing to restore the harm, you know, restore the, like, it's the community back into balance.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's great. And then also, I think, you know, what you guys do as far as having them acknowledge, you know, where the things, you know, where it went wrong.
Yeah.
You know, so they can be aware of like, oh yeah, like, and they, you know, whether they're vocalizing that or they're writing it down, I think mm-hmm. there's power there, right? And then they can absolutely. Start addressing those things.
Absolutely.
With your help, you know?
Yes, absolutely.
Very good stuff. And